The opinions expressed on the following paid program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of Waxy 790, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You're listening to Insane Avenue with Jane and Joe, a program that presents the male and female perspectives on the insanities of relationships. Now, for another wild ride down Insane Avenue, here are your hosts, Jane and Joe.
Welcome back to another edition of Insane Avenue with Insane Jane and Joe.
It's nice seeing you too, Joe.
Oh boy, a week seems too long, Jane.
Yes, it does.
But we must move on, and we have. Is there some noise?
What?
Having a problem with your mic tonight?
The guys, before us, what'd you do to my mic?
That's all right. It'll settle down in a little while. But we're not going to settle down because we have some more interesting programming for you tonight. We want to know that. Want you to know that you're welcome to call in at any time. We'll be giving out the numbers throughout the program, so feel free to call in with any questions or comments. Our guest is more than capable of answering those questions, we hope. And we're going to proceed. There it is. I think, don't
All
move,
right.
Don't breathe.
Okay.
You know, Jane, with so many therapies, self-help, and healing techniques available today, it's difficult to find an authentic approach to healing, not only physiological healing, but mental and emotional healing as well. And tonight, we've decided to explore one of these approaches that is really growing in popularity. It is known as Emotional Freedom Techniques, or EFT, and it was founded by Gary Craig. That's right, I'm correct there. Joining us for our inquisition tonight, our questioning, is Gwen Bonnell. Now, Gwen is fascinating because she is a writer, teacher, and lecturer. She practices energy therapy, including emotional freedom techniques, at Heaven on Earth in Davie, Florida. She also offers training and workshops and personal sessions. We'll be giving out her phone number throughout the program, so if you want to give them a call, feel free to do so. She's been a featured speaker at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo at the Broward County Convention Center, and that's held in January of each year.
Right.
I could go on and on,
okay.
And we'll be hearing more about her at our breaks, but welcome, Gwen.
Thank you, Joe. It's nice to be here.
You know, Joe, I think, and yes, thank you, Gwen, for being here, because I think a lot of people nowadays want to get away from prescription medicine.
Yes.
I think there's just so many side effects to it. It's, you know, you're taking something for one thing, but it gives you another thing, and people are really now into self-help and
right.
healing processes without having to take medicine.
And not to mention the cost involved.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Exorbitant costs. But, you know, and I guess that would be one of the questions that we'll address too, that a lot of these alternative therapies also can be quite costly. However, I guess it's how you look at it, because some people would say, yes, but, you know, it's costly initially.
Right.
But what it can do for you and the side effects that you avoid spending money on is beneficial.
And that's the beauty of emotional freedom techniques. It is a very simple technique. It's easy to learn. It's easy to teach. And in my private sessions, you learn the technique in the first session. And in my training, of course, you learn the technique and you also learn how to use it for others. But this is something that empowers you. I don't actually do it for you. I teach you how to do it. In other words, I would be doing it on myself and you just follow along with the steps.
Mm.
And so when you leave, you know how to do it. And there's also books out there that will tell you how to do it. There's many, many websites that show you the steps. And the key is, it's a technique that the mechanics of it remain the same. The difference is you can address almost any problem that you have, and that's where the art of it comes in, is how to address your specific issue. It can be anything from an emotional issue, a relationship issue, to a physical problem or discomfort, to an allergy. It really, our motto is we try it on everything.
Wow, it's kind of limitless.
Well, okay, so wait a minute. So now we were just talking about cost for just a second there. So you're saying you're going to have people come over to see you.
Right.
They're going to pay an initial fee.
Right.
And then that's it. They don't need to really see you again if they get the hang of it right then and there.
That's right, Jane. Sometimes they come once, and sometimes they come two or three times. But this is not like regular therapy where you have to see somebody for every month, for a year, or every week, for months. This is an empowering technique, a self-empowering technique. Everything I teach is something that you can do for yourself.
Okay, now I have to cross that criticism out.
Here you go. Well, then I have another question here is... why would people have to come to you? I went on your website, which is very extensive, and right. It was very great.
Thank you.
So my question is, if I can get this stuff without even coming to see you, can't I?
You can definitely try it out on yourself, experiment with it. But a lot of people do like that one-on-one. They like to see somebody doing it. They like to ask questions. In my training, we do it a six-week training, so you get the experience of using it on yourself, coming back, asking questions, seeing how it works on certain things, maybe how it didn't work on other things. So we explore maybe how to make it more available to you, make it more effective, you know, change things around a little bit.
Pinpoint it down a little
right,
bit better.
Yeah. Right.
It's the difference between having an instruction manual and somebody there explaining.
Right. Anybody can go out and try to kick a football or hit a baseball, but getting a little bit of instruction will take you up to that next level.
Yeah, I like that kind of stuff.
Okay, Jane, you surprised me with this because I really, before you had brought this up to me as a possibility for the show.
So, Gwen, that's my idea.
Yeah.
Right.
I had no idea about EFT. And then I went on to the internet. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh my gosh, so there's a wealth of information on EFT. So this is, I think, something that is a growing phenomenon. I think for the purpose of this show, we have to find out what it is for a lot of people like myself. And then from there, we can ask some more questions. But just basically, what is EFT and how was it developed?
EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques, was developed by a gentleman named Gary Craig. And what it involves is simply tapping on some acupressure or acupuncture points on the face and the collarbone, the hands, while your mind is tuned into a specific issue. And the theory behind it is that any discomfort, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, is caused by a disruption in the body's energy system. And by tapping on these acupressure points while your mind is focused on something specific, you're clearing up that disruption. You're balancing the energy system while your mind is focused on that specific problem, and you're allowing the body to heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
That's it in a nutshell.
Okay, so that's pretty good. But so then you even mentioned acupuncture. So this is quite similar then, except
yes.
They use needles.
Right. It works on the exact same system. It works on the meridians, which are pathways of energy through the body. They use needles, and they might use the needles along different points of these pathways. We basically tap on the endpoints, which are most easily stimulated by the fingertips, and there's actually scientific studies that show the different resistance of these points at the surface of the skin. And also, the difference between acupuncture and emotional freedom techniques is you need somebody there with the needles. EFT, you have your own fingers you can tap on yourself.
Has the results been the same?
The results actually are more phenomenal. With acupuncture, it's something that you have to go and get done on a regular basis to clear out the energy system. And what they do is you have to be really trained to be an acupuncturist because they twist the needle a certain way to energize or another way to take energy away from the meridian. So they're really trained a lot more intensely than you have to be with EFT. Simply tapping on these meridians will balance them out for you. And the results that I've seen have been phenomenal. And I teach doctors, I teach psychiatrists, I teach professors, and not only that, massage therapists, chiropractors. People come to me and they can easily incorporate EFT into whatever their practice is.
So you're getting a good response from this.
Yes, and it's getting, there's an association out there, the ACEP, which has been set up to make this more acceptable to the medical field. In these conferences I go to, there are a lot of doctors, a lot of psychiatrists, a lot of psychologists involved in learning this. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the websites that you have seen on the internet are by psychologists.
Well, and just to be fair about this, you know, I didn't want to just be one-sided, so I try to look up other websites that would like kind of say this is false or,
right.
And it was really hard. I got to say, it was really hard to find them. The only one that I found, there were a couple of Philadelphia psychologists who said the thought feeling.
thought field therapy?
Thought field therapy was like the originator, and then it was really a hodgepodge of like acupuncture and psychoanalysis, and that EFT, I got to get my initials right.
Really?
Was a spinoff from them. So right. I thought, well, even if it is, if it's working, so what?
Well, what happened was Dr. Roger Callahan, a psychiatrist, in the 60s, he was one of the first psychiatrists trained after the Second World War. In the 60s, he was working with people, mainly fears and phobias. And he was working with a woman named Mary who had an intense fear of water. She would get really nauseous, get the sweaty palms, the, you know, the shaking and the normal kind of symptoms, but she would get really, really nauseous. So he was working with her with traditional therapy for about a year. At the same time, he was studying the Chinese medical system, which is the acupuncture, the meridians. And she came to him one day already nauseous, already upset. And the end of the stomach meridian is right here under the, right under the eyes, right on your cheekbones, under the eyes. And he started tapping there to get rid of her nauseous feeling. And she jumps up. She says, "That's it. It's gone." Not only did the nausea go away, but her fear of water went away. And so he developed this into what he calls thought field therapy. And basically, he went bankrupt because he started healing all his clients and didn't have any left. So he began teaching it. And the difference between thought field therapy and emotional freedom techniques is that thought field therapy, for each specific issue, you have a specific tapping pattern. And you might tap on only two or three spots back in a certain pattern and back again. So you need the manual, and you need to say, fear is this, headache is this pattern, backache is this pattern, anxiety is this pattern, a fear of phobia is this pattern. So it's a little bit more difficult. And what Gary Craig did is he took that and he said, okay, let's just make one pattern. And even if we tap on spots we don't need to tap on, it only takes a minute. We're not going to have any negative side effects from it, and we're going to hit the spots we need to hit, and it's easier to teach, it's easier to learn, and it only, you know, and that's the difference between thought field therapy and EFT. Right. And not only that, but Gary Craig then went and took it and made it really available to people. His website, he allows you to download his manual for free. It's an 80-page manual. And he sells videos training people how to do this for a very inexpensive price. I'm bringing him into town in October, and he's charging $75 for a weekend workshop, which is unheard of.
Yeah, it's unheard of.
Okay, so we'll have to get him on the air for free.
I'm sure he'd love to do it.
Bring him all down.
We're going to have to take a short break right now. Wow, interesting stuff, huh?
To a break
quickly,
already?
Wow, Gwen Bonnell is with us. In fact, one of her articles was published in Natural Awakenings magazine in Dade County, and there's another one going to be published in Quality Life magazine in Broward County. So you're getting
for this month.
Yeah, for this month. We're talking about emotional freedom techniques, a new kind of self-healing therapy. So Jane and Joe will be back in St. Avenue right after this.
Let me be your man, and please say to me, you let me hold your hand. I let me hold your hand. I wanna hold your
hand. Welcome back. We're speaking with Gwen Bonnell, who is a writer, teacher, and lecturer. She's a featured speaker at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo at the Broward County Convention Center each January. She has her own place called Heaven on Earth in Davie, Florida. I'm going to give the phone number out, give her a little plug. 954-370-1552.
Yes.
Correct. All right. We'll give that number out again, 370-1552. We're talking about emotional freedom techniques. And it's a relatively new type of self-healing technique, and it's growing in popularity.
How long is it?
Yeah.
It's been around since about 7 or 8 years.
Since
the mid-90s.
Okay, so it's still in its infant stages, right?
Right, and I learned about it about 4 years ago, and it's really seemed to pick up steam since then. It's worldwide. There was just a conference last week in London, actually at Oxford, for energy psychology, of which emotional freedom techniques is a big part of. It's mm-hmm. really what started it. It's really, like I said, Gary Craig put it out there, and so many people took his training and then went off and did their own thing from it.
Great.
But he's really the one that started the ball rolling.
Well, this is a relationship show. We're going to get into how relationships can be positively affected by this mm-hmm. technique, but I want to get over the criticisms of this.
Okay.
And actually, I don't even know if you call them criticisms, but you know,
skeptics.
It's skepticism. That's what it is. We talked a little bit about the two psychologists and their whole idea of this is a hodgepodge of just different kind of therapies out there. But also, there was a study that was attempted on this. And they said the study lacked placebos or controls, and we'll see why in just a few moments. And they said that in the study, the researchers could not determine whether the patient improvements correlated to the TFT therapy. And what I mean by that is even Gary Craig, who is the owner of it.
The developer.
He developed it, but he owns the rights probably. He basically maintains that a controlled placebo, like an algorithm, which is that tapping technique you're talking about, may be impossible because tapping anywhere on the body would affect the body's energy meridians.
Right.
So according to these two psychologists, they're saying that, well, this position conveniently renders Craig's theory unfalsifiable and therefore outside the realm of science.
Okay.
So
my answer to that is try it and see what happens. The effects of it speak for themselves, in my opinion. And I'm not a trained psychologist. I've been trained in these specific techniques, but I don't know the anatomy of the body. I'm not a doctor, and I'm not a therapist. You don't have to be to do this, and you don't have to be successful at doing this. I learned about it because somebody tapped on me to get rid of my leg pain. I had leg pain for 12 years, intense burning coming up from my ankle and going up my leg anytime I would stand on my leg for 15 minutes or more. And medical science couldn't do anything for me. I took all the tests. I went from specialist to specialist. Basically, they told me you have to be on pain pills or sit around all day with your foot up over your heart. And there's not too many careers that you can do that with.
Mm-hmm. Throw your foot on top of that desk.
You know, on your back like that. So I lived with the pain and started searching alternative means. And about 3 years ago, I met a guy from Italy, actually, who was in the country at the time. And he tapped on me. He did some tapping, had me say some things, and the pain went away. And this was the first time anybody had done anything that took the pain away without drugs. And it was so simple and so effective. And not only did the pain go away, it stayed away. And believe me, I started testing it. I started doing things that I couldn't do before, like vacuuming my house. I would go shopping, which I couldn't go shopping, clothes shopping, or even go to a party and stand on my feet. I started doing yoga, which is on your feet, which I couldn't do before. And the pain stayed away. And I went on vacation, and the pain stayed away. And usually traveling would really exacerbate the whole situation. I mean, it started coming back in the car a little bit. I was with my husband, and I started tapping again. And before I even got halfway through the first round, the pain went away again. So when I came back from vacation, I said, now I got to find out what this stuff is. I mean, this is too weird. It was so simple. No tests, no needles, no drugs, no homeopathy, nothing like that. Just something that actually I did on myself. And not only that, there was the language barrier because he spoke Italian and I spoke English, and he spoke a little English, and I spoke no Italian. So it was that going on. And we actually were working with an interpreter who spoke Spanish and English. So it was, even with the language barrier going on, it worked. So to me, the proof is in the pudding. Mm-hmm. And I help so many people with so many different issues, whether it's, you know, pain in their feet from neuropathy or pain in their joints or emotional problems. And sometimes, sure, it takes more than one session and they have to do the technique on their own throughout the day for a period of days or weeks. But a lot of times it's instant relief. And even if you don't get complete relief, you get some relief. Mm-hmm. And that's, to me, the proof is in the pudding. And there are studies going on right now. There was a study a couple years ago in FIU, actually. There is a couple of people in New Zealand and Australia that are running studies that are actually research scientists, and they're doing studies. And there is the ACEP, the Association for Comprehensive Energy Psychology, is putting together funding for these research people to do these studies so that it does get more accepted by mainstream medicine.
Well, I think you said it all when you said try it, and if it works for you, because regardless of, you know, studies, findings, and all this other stuff, if something's working for you and you're not experiencing that much pain or no pain.
Right, exactly.
Well, let me ask you a question, because I'm listening to you, and you did say something about you have to repeat some things to yourself back, and you know,
sometimes you have to do that.
Okay,
it's different for different people for different problems.
Okay, would you say this is like mind over matter then? Would you be willing it away?
Well, it's a mind-body energy connection for sure, but it's not mind over matter. It's not visualizing positive things or saying over only positive things. In fact, the statement that you make is, even though I have this problem, I deeply and completely accept myself. So you're acknowledging you're having the problem. It's not that positive, like a silver mind control would be, you know, you think only the positive or the positive visualization. Although we do tend to put the positive in there after we get rid of a lot of the negative, because you have to fill up that empty space now with something positive.
Well, I was reading, because this is a relationship show, so let's hit on that just a little bit. I was reading an article that you wrote, which was a very good article, because I think that many people suffer from low self-esteem. And I think that they don't love who they are themselves,
right.
And therefore they can't love anyone else.
You got it.
And another thing that you pointed out in your article for loving relationships was that you feel guilt or some kind of unforgiveness to yourself, so you can't forgive others. Even you can't even find any kindness in others because you don't even find it in yourself. So your article went on to say that you repeated things in the mirror to yourself. You started by loving yourself,
right,
by repeating things in the mirror to yourself. And I kind of chuckled as I was going through the article, which you could touch on a little bit more for us. But, you know, it's funny because you're saying, I love you just the way you are. So I could see myself standing in front of the mirror and saying, I love you just the way you are. And forget that there's 6 wrinkles that are in the left eye today. And there's 3 more gray hairs popping up on the top of my head.
Exactly.
But I still love you just the way you are. Now, Miss Clairol is going to come into this picture. But I understand that that could help. But is this lasting? I mean, is this something that – because I think that – let's take for the relationship. So I know that I drive my husband crazy, and I might say to him – maybe 9 times a week, hon. Geez, I feel fat today. Or, you know, and it's you're never just happy with who you are. And quite frankly, I'm sick of that feeling. And I know that I work hard to get over that. But, you know, I know it's from something in the past.
Okay.
And I'd like to just really purge it.
Okay.
So is this something that would do that?
Definitely. Definitely. And not only would it purge it, but if the feeling ever started to come back again, now you have a tool to get rid of it. And you'll find that not only your relationships with people change, but your relationships with things like money change, or your positions in a career change, because once you accept yourself for who you are, you plug more into your own power.
Well, I think that's true. I think that we find so much criticism in other people because we have so much in ourselves. So somebody has to be worse than we are.
Right. Right. And we're afraid to face that in ourselves.
Absolutely.
We're afraid of bringing up those feelings of insecurity, or we're not good enough, or, you know, my dad told me I'll never be anything in this world. And EFT is a gentle release for all that programming that we've had in the past, and all those feelings of insecurity and that we have. And I have worked with a lot of people with their relationships and seen, even in one session, a big change or a big turnaround for them and for their relationships.
Great.
Oh, that's
great. Let's open it up to our listeners. If you'd like to reach us in the studio live in Miami-Dade County, dial 305-930-0790. In Broward County, dial 954-930-0790. In Palm Beach and Monroe counties, just dial 930-0790. Singular wireless, star 790. Now we got through all that. Say hello to Judy. Hi, Judy.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
How are you? Fine, thank you.
What can we do for you tonight?
Well, it sounds like an interesting cure-all, but I was wondering how it can be used to improve relationships between people, like siblings or coworkers or parents and children. Can it be used along those lines?
Sure, Judy. And what we do is we focus in on the emotional feeling that you have. Maybe you go to work and somebody at work really stresses you out. They come and stand over your shoulder and they really stress you out. It causes a lot of anxiety. So we focus on that stressful feeling that you feel, that anxiety that you feel. And we would get rid of that with EFT so they could stand over your shoulder all day long and you feel calm and focused. And therefore, your relationship with them changes. The same thing in a marriage. I just had one of my students on Monday tell me that over the weekend, her husband came home and was really, really angry and began taking it out on her. And so she got angry back. It's a natural reaction. You just give back, you know, you're reflecting back what they're giving you. And he ran upstairs. And while he ran upstairs, she tapped really quickly and did just a round of EFT, and her anger went away. So when he came downstairs and wanted to continue fighting, she no longer had the anger, and there was no more fight because it takes two to tango in that situation.
Mm-hmm. True. Does it also work on people when they're not in the same room with you? I mean, can you apply it to someone who's not even there?
Well, now, are you talking about changing their feelings
or
changing your feelings about them?
It's not a voodoo type of thing, I don't think.
You can
definitely, she sells these little dolls.
You can definitely work on yourself for how you feel about them. They don't have to be around. And you can try it on yourself for what you think their issue is, but then there's the thought behind that, that if it's not in their best and highest interest for them to change, their energy field isn't going to change. But, and it has to be a positive focus that you're giving to it, not something that you want to control them.
You can help them by tapping on them with a hammer, maybe.
There you go.
I was thinking along those lines. Right, it's a fascinating subject. You'll be giving your phone number later on?
Yes, indeed we will.
Great. Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Judy.
Thank you, Judy. Well, let me give out the number now. Hey, Judy, get your pen. It's 954-370-1552. That's Heaven on Earth in Davie, Florida. Okay, I'm going to get back to these just quickly.
Okay. Right,
to the critiques, criticisms, whatever.
I'm going to be tapping on him like a hammer.
You're going to be tapping on him.
That's why I'm sitting way over there. No, but in a good way, in a good way. The bottom line is, okay, for this technique, there's tapping involved or touching. Because I know you wrote in one of your articles, you wrote how your husband came home really tense and anxious and nervous, and you placed your palm on his forehead.
Okay, Joe, that's different than emotional freedom techniques. That's still working with the energy system in the body.
Okay.
But emotional freedom techniques is not the only thing I practice and teach. I also teach other techniques that work with the energy system in the body to relieve stress, to balance out your system, to improve your resistance to disease, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
And to get toxins out of your body. To a lot of people have a problem. It's called homolateral,
mm-hmm.
where you know how your right side of the brain controls the left side of the body and the left side controls the right side of the body? Well, your energy is also cross at the neck. It has that X. And a lot of times when we're in a stressful situation, and I saw this a lot after 9/11, the energies don't cross. They go straight up and down. And so you're operating on only 50% of the energy you need on a daily basis. And what happens is you feel like you're operating on half a tank of gas. You're always tired. You're always dragging. You don't get really energized about anything. Nothing. You're not passionate about anything. And it's your body goes into this survival mode where the energy is just being used to breathe, to digest your food, to eliminate your food, basically.
But see, a lot of us can relate to that. And I'm sorry to interrupt you because we have to go to a break, like, now.
Okay.
But basically, when we come back, you know, I want to pursue that. The idea of, you know, when you talk about the crisscrossing energies and the up mm-hmm. and down, I mean, when you have fatigue, a lot of people, I mean, who are trying to sell whatever they're trying to sell, could say there's a myriad of reasons why we're feeling this fatigue. And how do you know it's not crisscrossing and going straight up and down? So when we come back, let's talk a little bit about that.
All right.
And I find this fascinating. You're listening to Jane and Joe on Insane Avenue. We'll be back right after this.
To fill the emptiness inside. And when you come back down, girl, still ain't feeling right. And don't it seem like kids just keep getting harder to find? And all your kids ain't bringing you peace of mind.
Welcome back, Insane Avenue. It's Joe and Jane, Jane and Joe. We're just having a good time here.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Learning about some new techniques, self-healing techniques. This is emotional feeling.
Freedom. Emotional freedom technique.
We're going to give you some feeling in a second.
You're going to tap. Hold on. Jane, not so hard.
What was that you were talking about? That line's going down. He's missing half the energy.
Emotional freedom technique. Yeah, that's what threw me off.
Hormonal imbalance.
You know. Emotional freedom techniques with Gwen Bunnell. She is a writer, teacher, and lecturer. She also does energy therapy, including emotional freedom techniques at Heaven on Earth in Davie, Florida. And she volunteers for the Center for Positive Connections. And we just had
Sherry on.
So
hi, Sherry.
You're doing great work, Sherry. You also work with children.
Yes.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. I know Jane has some questions for you on that. But I just want to quickly get over what I was saying. And I mean, get over it.
It takes them almost the whole show to get over.
Yeah, the little skepticism, but not really, because what I was thinking about as I heard about this technique, and you know, I saw the tapping or the touching.
Mm-hmm.
It's really tapping, and then the deep breaths, the slow breathing in and out, and then the phrases you say over. I kept thinking about things that, as I was growing up, worked for us. I mean, whenever you got angry, you'd hear, okay, stop, take deep breaths, and count to 10.
Right.
You know, and then I remember one time when I was really, really sick, and I was leaning over the throne there, you know. No, I mean, really, you know, as a kid, the only thing that comforted me was when my dad put his hand on my forehead.
And these are instinctual techniques. These are things that we've learned and kind of forgotten. You know, as we evolved, we kind of forget. And now we have more stress than ever because of the environmental stress, because of the foods we eat, the water we drink, and the frantic lifestyle that we have.
Okay.
And
this is integrating those things that
we've probably forgotten. This is integrating stuff that has been around since caveman times, because back then they had to heal themselves with working with the energy system. I mean, at the core of ourselves is energy. Einstein said it best. We are all energy. Everything is energy. And we've kind of forgotten how to use how we're made up. You know, we've forgotten how to do this for ourselves. We've forgotten how to work with our systems. And in fact, we kind of work against the system. And so once you learn really how basic the system is and some basic, easy, simple tools, everything I teach is easy, simple. Nothing is complicated. Nothing involves any other tools, just your hands, just working with the body. And like you said, you know, your father instinctively knew to put his hand on your forehead, and my mother used to do that to me all the time. It's just that now we forget that, you know, and you might, when somebody says something to you, you might say, oh my God, and slap your hand on your forehead and just take it away instead of leaving it there for 2 or 3 minutes and bringing the blood back up to the brain and allowing yourself to think more clearly and get rid of that fight or flight response that automatically happens when you're faced with stress.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's also because it's so easy and convenient to pick up a pill.
Right.
And pop it in your mind and just forget.
Right.
You just pop it in your mouth, you forget any issues, and you don't have to worry about taking care of yourself.
But why this is becoming so popular now is because so many people, pills aren't working anymore.
Exactly.
Right.
The pills are just as toxic as anything else.
Or the side effects are so large.
You talk about slapping your head. I have a friend who's a rabbi, and he suffers from dyslexia, and every time he slaps his head, he goes, yo. But anyway.
Joe, sometimes I just don't know where you get it from, I swear.
Oh, you know, Judy brought up, she wanted to do this for somebody who wasn't around.
Right.
And all I kept thinking was, well, you know, the more you work on yourself and you take care of yourself, those relationships, they can't help but either be strengthened or you get more clarity in dealing with people, and it assists them. Maybe indirectly.
Right, because you're not so emotionally involved anymore. You have that ability to stand back and you're more centered. And so you can help from a different space than being so emotionally overcome.
Well, I think the key word is defensive.
You,
when somebody approaches you quickly, the first thing to do is the hairs to get up on the back of your neck, and you get defensive right back, even if you don't even know what they're yelling at you back. They're just, the tone of their voice is aggressive, so you become aggressive. And if you practice it on yourself, I suppose,
you become more relaxed, more calm, more centered, and you don't get that reaction within yourself. So then that interplay between the two people can't continue because you're more relaxed, and they might say, okay, stop, wait, she's not flipping out. And then you can help them because you're not so emotionally overcome or intense, and you're better able to relate to them and help them out.
Perfect.
Why don't we say hello to
Ralph?
Hey.
Hello, Ralph. How are you tonight?
Pretty good. Listen, my wife, she's got this pain in her leg.
Okay.
And the doctor had prescribed, I think it was Clarion.
All right.
And she was taking that for a while, and it seemed to work, and then it didn't work anymore.
Okay.
So he sent her for an ultrasound, got the results back today that there's nothing wrong.
Okay.
So basically they're telling her that they can't find a cause for this pain in the leg. I'm wondering if you could recommend something that she could try now to relieve some of this pain.
Okay. What I would tell you to do is you can either get on the internet and look up these techniques and try them on yourself, or I do offer affordable workshops where you can come to a workshop, or if you would like to set up a session, I could set up a session for you.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I guess I call the number when I write it down next time they give it.
Right, and I also have a website,
which
is tapintoheaven.com. And the technique that we're talking about is laid out very nicely on the website. It has a chart that you could follow along and just insert in there, even though I have this pain in my leg, or however she describes the pain, and try it out and see what happens.
All righty.
Okay?
And, thanks a lot.
And definitely give me a call.
Okay.
All right, Ralph?
Take care.
Okay, we'll be giving you that number real quickly, Ralph.
Yeah. you know, it's worth it to give it a try, because I really looked at this, and it's not something that they say where, you know, you have to keep coming back for more and more, and there's no real side effects. I can't see you being hurt by this unless some psychologist comes along and says, well, you know, if you keep repeating these phrases, you know, these negative phrases, somehow, I don't know. Actually, I can't think of anything.
Okay.
Other than that, I'm trying to stretch
sometimes,
and find something.
Sometimes if you're working on emotional problems or even a physical problem and there's an emotion behind it, it might bring up the emotion and you get some intense emotion. The key is, if that does happen, keep tapping, because even after 30 seconds of tapping, the emotion will go away. But what people tend to do is the intense emotion comes up and they freeze and say, oh, no, I did something wrong.
Right, because if I'm a psychiatrist or psychologist, I'm looking at that saying, oh, my God, you're asking for trouble, because if somebody brings up a really traumatic case
right.
in their history and they're by themselves and they can't deal with it,
mm-hmm.
they can become overwhelmed by it and
they
it
could.
Be too much for them. So what you're saying is, well, do you avoid that really intense
traumatic
stuff or what?
Usually that won't come up pop just like that. They'll start getting little inklings that something like that is going to happen. And if you are doing this at home and you start to feel you're remembering things that you didn't think you happened to you and you're thinking, am I making this up? Did it really happen? Get yourself some help. You know,
okay.
Get to somebody who, if you know, either a regular psychologist or find somebody who uses these techniques.
Well, that's a good point. Do you do case studies on anybody that comes to see you so that you can have a little bit of background on them so that in case this happens?
If this happens, we just tap through it. But I'm there with them. You know, I'm there with them, kind of thing.
Oh. Now, that's pretty powerful, to tap through that. You know, that's another thing that I'd have to see.
Okay. and it has happened. I mean, people come in for one specific issue and something else comes up that they didn't realize was behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And we just tap through it. And you'll see the tears and the anxiety and the stress come down in 10 seconds, 20 seconds. It really straightens out the energy system. And before you get to that point, they've already seen EFT work over and over and over before
okay.
you get to something that intense.
Right.
You know, you start out with something that's not that intense. And so they're familiar with the procedure and they have faith in it.
Okay.
Okay.
And at least it's good. It's bringing something up that might not be brought up and then come out in all these other ways.
Right. It's like something like that. It's like getting a migraine. The migraine just doesn't come on like that. You feel it usually for a day or two beforehand. You might be getting blurred vision or you hear the ringing in the ears. I mean, people that get migraines know the symptoms. And you would use the EFT when the symptoms just start. The same thing with some kind of intense emotional reaction. It doesn't just come up like that. It builds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you work with the symptoms, you may never have to get to that. But if you're at home doing this on your own and you feel that happening, you know, get yourself some help.
Okay.
Okay.
Jane, why don't we just take the break right now, then you come back. I know you have some things you need to ask. You're listening to Insane Avenue with
Jane.
Got
a lot of things to ask, but it's a Joe show.
Got a lot of things. You're
it's
listening
going real
to,
well, though.
Thank you,
Gwen.
To Gwen Bunnell. She is a writer, teacher, and lecturer. Welcome back. Gwen Bunnell is our guest tonight. She's talking about emotional freedom techniques, and she has a place called Heaven on Earth in Davie, Florida, that offers training, workshops, and personal sessions.
Yes.
I've been informed tonight, Jane.
See, yeah. I can pick them.
Yeah.
When I think about it. Let me ask you something. We've been talking about people, and one of the other things is people really love their pets.
Right.
Does this work on animals?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so what do you do with your animal? Say you have a particular, let's look at this one, because this is so rare, but there are animals that are just cranky little boogers, and they just will growl, snap, bite at anybody, and
right.
snap at
oh,
the
God,
kids.
Are you going to lose me on this one?
There actually is a website for EFT for animals. There is on the internet, but you can either tap on your animal, or some animals don't like to be tapped on, so you just rub the spot, or you can tap on yourself for the animal's problem. For example, you can say, even though my dog is hyper, I deeply and completely accept my dog. You know, even though... whatever,
okay, now, come on.
You know, kind
You're
of
saying
thing.
This without a...
And I've used it on my dog to get rid of her really intense reaction to thunder and lightning and rain. I mean, she still has some reaction. She still shivers, but she doesn't have that where she would wake us up in the middle of the night really scratching our face and doing the intense heavy breathing in our face kind of thing. She's, you know, come down from maybe like a reaction of a 10 to a reaction of a 3 or a 4 with it. I've also worked on horses with it. And with them, you don't want to tap because you'll spook them, so you rub the spot. And there's if you want to get on the web, there's people that work with, on horses, work on dogs. A lot of my students, you know, will work on their pets.
Yeah, okay. Because, you know, a lot of, I'm not going to touch that anymore, but like dogs get hot spots when they're angry with you for
right.
leaving them or whatever. And
right.
that would be something to.
Yes.
Okay, that's
okay.
Cool.
Well, I'll just say
that was
this,
a question somebody asked me to ask.
This,
dogs have energy systems too.
Okay, I understand that. And I would say this is the part I'd have to really look at because. Although I could stretch, I think you could stretch an argument that, yes, of course, if I scratch my dog behind his ear or rub his, my dog loves to be touched.
Right.
I mean, behind the ear, everything, and he's like, ah. Oh,
and he's super smart,
land.
So
I could say that's my EFT
okay,
therapy.
Okay, and just like your dad put his hand on your forehead, your
right.
dog will tell you what spots he needs to be rubbed. He'll move around and put your
exactly.
hand kind of where he
exactly.
needs to be rubbed.
Right, exactly.
He has an intuition. He
so
knows.
Okay.
He
well,
knows
not, that doesn't
to
necessarily
hooked.
Mean it's just EFT therapy. That's just
well,
natural old home
right.
style
and
petting
that's,
and
that's
nurturing.
What energy therapy is. You know, mm-hmm. not like I said, I not only practice EFT, I practice what could be called energy medicine or energy therapy.
Right.
And it's going to the intuitive parts that need to be rubbed or tapped or stimulated somehow.
Right. And then working on yourself for your animal. Basically, I would, you know, I got to make the argument that, well, if you feel at peace and settled,
mm-hmm.
they can sense that energy. I know
right.
my dog knows when I'm bothered or something.
Right.
So,
and this
and
also
what you're
works.
Basically saying is, yeah, that's just, it's natural, and that's where EFT takes its techniques from.
Right.
Just okay.
It's just, we're retraining you to work with gotcha. Your own energy system. And this also works for children. There's lots of parents out there that do surrogate tapping for their children. In fact, on Gary Craig's website, I believe there's a story about a parent getting rid of his bedwetting problem that his son had by the parent would tap, the father would tap on himself for the bedwetting problem that his son had, and they got over it after a period of a couple weeks.
Yeah. Well, so let's talk about something that's a little bit more extensive than bedwetting. Let's talk about ADD.
Okay.
You know, now there's I remember raising my son, and I just thought that he was the most active kid in the world. I guess if I was raising him now, somebody would throw him on Ritalin because they would think that he was just wild. But I just know we have girls and we have boys in the family, and the girls are calmer than the boys. And
well, definitely.
But there are, I guess, cases where.
Where the problem comes out is when they go to school and the teacher says, I can't control the kid, he doesn't have a focus, he won't learn his lesson. So then in schools they come back and say, he's not learning, put him on Ritalin. And when I was talking about the homolateral and the crisscross at the neck, a lot of children, especially if they skip the crawling stage, don't train their energy system to cross at the neck. So they're missing something there and they can't learn as easily. And by teaching them simple techniques, which is simply making a figure eight with your hands or when we walk, diet books, most of them all say to get out and walk. And it's not simply because of the calories you burn while you walk. It's the energy that is being trained. It's the crisscross action. And you're training the energy system to have those crisscrosses. So now your metabolism speeds up. You're getting 100% of the energy instead of just 50%, and you lose weight. That's an added benefit. But you also are able to concentrate better, which is the ADDHD.
Exactly.
You know, you have that longer concentration. You can remember things. You can recall things better. And you can create things in your life mm-hmm. more easily.
Well, let me ask you this question. Why has this not been more readily acceptable in Western civilization right now?
Because it's so cheap.
Did you hear that out there? It's cheap. Well, then let's
compare
talk about
it to medications, you know, and the medical companies aren't going to train the doctors to do this because the pharmaceutical companies, what are they going to sell the doctors?
Well, you said that you had doctors coming to you.
Right. We have doctors.
And so they're accepting it. But then
right.
how are they going to push this when no bills are going to get paid because nobody's going to have to buy anything?
Well, there's still going to be things like broken bones and, you know, and if that's going to happen, that would be certainly down the road. You know, there's certainly a lot of resistance for this. There's a lot of skepticism. It certainly does look a little bit weird if you're doing it in public kind of thing. And even people that I meet for the first time and say, okay, tap here, they, oh, but that's weird. I've had this problem for 10 years. How can I don't believe something in 15 minutes can take care of it. So there's that skepticism. And there's certainly, you know, all doctors aren't bad and all drugs aren't bad. I mean, there's certainly benefits to taking certain
right.
drugs and benefits to having a medical profession out there. This is just an adjunct. This is something that you can do on your own when the medical stuff isn't working. And you're at your wit's end, you know, and there's nowhere for you to turn. When, like this gentleman who called in tonight, Ralph, with the pain in his wife's leg and the medical they can't find anything wrong. That's the same thing that happened to me. So where do I turn? What do? I can't be on drugs the rest of my life if this was something that helped me. So it's an alternative, and it's something people can turn to. And once you learn the technique, you can use it, like I said, on pretty much anything. You can use it for allergies. You can use it for any kind of intense emotions. You can use it for trauma, grief. You can use it to get rid of your anxiety.
What about weight loss?
Weight loss. You can use it for weight loss for the urges that you get for certain foods. You know, some people have certain urges for certain foods. The biggest fear in America is the fear of public speaking. This works great on that. You know, so you can use it for a variety of things.
Well, did you tap tonight? Because you're doing a really good job.
Yes, I did. It's my first time on radio.
Well, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Well, Joe, what do you think?
I think it's something that people need to at least be open to and explore a little bit. And
right.
It's another alternative out there to taking care of ourselves. You know?
And once it worked for me, my first question to myself was, why didn't my doctors know about this? So I've made it my mission in life to inform and educate not only the medical community and the healing community, but just the general public that this is out there. And maybe you hear about it and it takes a year or two for you to say, oh, now I remember that woman. I got to find her. I have people that come to me that saw me 2 years ago. And sometimes it takes them that long to integrate and say, okay, maybe this can help me. But it's definitely, you know, be aware that these things are out there, and I'm not the only one teaching them or using them. There are a lot of other people using them.
I just got an image of you and your husband having a fight and both of you hitting your heads.
We don't fight.
Looking at each other.
They don't, because they've tapped before they get into that. One of them's tapped when the other one's angry. But
we,
you know,
really
you kid,
don't fight.
You kid around, but that's not something that, I mean, that's something that happens
right.
every day.
There are people that use this for relationship counseling, and that's what they do. They have the couple come in and tap on each other while the one talks about how they perceive what the other one is doing. They're both sitting there tapping, and it does work.
I mean, a lot of men nowadays, I'm not going to generalize, but a lot of people don't like to go to see counselors because they don't think that they're the problem.
Right.
And if they maybe could do in the convenience of their home, then I guess it would be a much better situation, and then the relationship would begin to find
out. You know what, Jane, though? Everybody has stress.
Sure.
And at the core, this is simply a stress release technique. This is the biggest reaction I get from people is just, I feel less stressed. I feel more calm. I feel more relaxed. Mm-hmm. No matter what problem we're working on, that's the biggest reaction I get from people.
And what a wonderful world, stress-free. Well, I need to have some special thanks tonight to the producer of this show who brought us in contact with Gwen, to Tahudis McCartney. Thank you very much. And also a special thanks to Steve on the board. Awesome as always.
Yep.
Gwen, thank you so much for coming tonight. It's a great show. Very, very interesting. I know our callers found it. I know Joe did.
Oh, yeah. Emotional Freedom Techniques, Heaven on Earth, in Davie, Florida, 954-370-1552. Or the website is tapintoheaven.com. Gwen Bonnell, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll be talking to you guys again later. Until next time.
Good night.
Has been independently produced.